This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
Why was people calling it Chance 3?
That's what he was saying.
He was saying it's Chance 3.
Yeah, he kept saying
Chance 3. I didn't know what color.
So when I saw, me neither. I thought it was like one of the name of the song or something. I'm like, color.
And then when I saw it was a mix-up, I'm like, is this what we're supposed to
do? Yeah,
Netta Hip Hop Mixtape Review Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to dennehiphop.com. Go to the online shop where you can get these great t-shirts designed by yours truly, Modest Media. Also, while you're on the site, go check out the reviews and write-ups and everything that we have there. So shout out to Big Stove and the team of writers on dennehiphop.com. This is the second project that we review from Chance. And I remember the first time Ken did not like Chance.
That was like years ago, wasn't it?
Back then, I liked Chance. But I felt that on this project, he gave me more than he did on that original project. But this project right here, man, it really made me appreciate Chance the Rapper a lot more. Because I don't think that, you know, the name of the project, I like when it kind of ties into ideas and all of that. So to me, when I listen to this project, I frame myself like putting myself into a coloring book. And he kind of set the tone for the rest of the project with the intro track, which I also appreciate when artists do that. With All We Got with Kanye and Chicago Children's Choir, it was very spiritual, very gospel-like, very chant-like in terms of the voices. When you hear him sing on all of the majority of the rest of the songs, very spiritual-like. And that was, to me, the coloring book. And at times, you heard Chance kind of color outside the lines with Mixtape with Young Thug and Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying? Because that track right there kind of changed the tone for some of the other tracks coming after that, like Juke Jam with Justin Bieber, All Night with Knox Fortune, and then Smoke Break with Future. But the majority of this, you know what I'm saying, kind of had that same feel. But I loved it because it was different. Every track was just different. And listening to Chance on this, I remember the first time when we did the last project, Ken kind of felt like his voice and stuff was a little gimmicky and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. On this one, after listening to a lot of the different emotions that he had on here, like Blessing, Same Drugs, you hear that his voice can be funny. You hear his voice has sadness, it has a lot of pain in it at times, and he can channel that. And that's what I got off of this project, him as an artist, right? Because he even, you know, he was a little singing and all of that on here. That's what I got out of this one versus the last project I heard of him. The track Same Drugs. I like how he used drugs as the metaphor for the things that are changing between him and the girl that he's talking about, right? Because in life, there's certain things that connect you with different people. When you're connected with a woman, there's like you have these similarities, right? And when you go through life, life can be fucked up. So you need these things to kind of like remedy you, kind of like be your medicine. So now that we're not doing the same things, we're not on the same drugs, it's like we're just falling apart. And I love how he used that metaphor, drugs on there, man. Mixtape. Like, I know one of y'all gonna go in on that with Young Thug. But look, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. This is the reason why I fuck with that track. Now, the whole mumble rap shit, that whole movement, I fuck with it at times. Like, it has to me, sound good. But I love the beat. I love how they sounded on the beat. So therefore, I fuck with it. It's not something that I like. I want to go listen to, but if it comes on in the whip and that shit beat like a motherfucker, I fuck with that. And then Jay Electronica. How the hell can I not mention like the best motherfucking verse on this whole thing? And that's no slight to Chance. But overall, man, I thought that this was a fucking excellent project, beginning to end, beginning to end.
Okay, you remember Ryan when we was doing the Life of Pablo album review, and you was like, you know, don't this have like a gospel undertone?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not compared to this album. Yeah. Now this is what you call a album that definitely has a gospel type of undertone pretty much throughout the whole album. And I think it's due to him, his previous life experience since he dropped Acid Rap, with, you know, him becoming a father, his grandmother passed, and whatever other life experience he didn't come across recently to have him, I guess, to be in this type of weird space that, not weird weird space, but this positive space that he's in right now. Rod, this is a gospel, you know, theme album. And it has some soul and some funk. I think for almost the same reasons why I loved Elzai Lead Poison so much, with him putting in feelings into his songwriting and everything, I think I kind of grew to like this album a lot more than Acid, because, you know, you can tell with what's that, Summer Friends? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, of course, you know what's going on in Chicago with all the, you know, killings and violence of young kids. You can feel that pain and him always missing, you know, when summertime comes, it's like he's always anticipating him losing some friends, you know, group of friends, you know what I'm saying? Because we know in Chicago, it's rough in the summertime. I mean, it's rough in there, period. So I love songs like that where he was kind of able to pour out his feelings, and I like the opening track, the one with Kanye West. Yeah. I normally don't really like overly happy tracks, but for some reason, I think with him kind of mixing it up, throwing a little bit of, you know, mixtape. I actually like the mixtape. I thought Future was okay on the what's that track? Mm-hmm. I thought the Future was okay. I like Future and Young Thug. They didn't really bother me that much. J. Electronica, of course, was dope as hell. But yeah, usually with an overly happy album, I think sometimes it kind of turn me off a little bit. But I think he did a good job of really pouring in his emotions and knowing what he's going through. You know, shout out to Chance for having the Save Chicago campaign, and he got the homeless. I think this past winter he like got coats for like over 1,000 homeless folks in Chicago. I mean, he's doing a lot of positive stuff. So for him to make this kind of album, it's kind of expected. I was kind of expecting this. If you were expecting like Acid Rap Part 2, you're going to be very disappointed. But and like I said, I like this more than Acid Rap. Me personally, I just felt like I just got a lot of, I like the gospel. It didn't come off really too forced. It just sounded very natural. And yeah, I like it.
Because it wasn't over the top. Like, they didn't use like a whole bunch of extra horns, bunch of extra choirs.
Because still get like a good hip hop feeling, a good soulful feeling, a good funk feeling. You can tell musically he really kind of stepped it up, I think, in my opinion, from his previous project musically. I'm like, okay, yeah, Chance was on another level. And then you can, if I was feeling, or I was going through something as far as like losing someone, I can play some of these songs and I would feel, you know, be a little, you know, positive, uplifting. There's some uplifting songs. So I think that's really good coming from Chance and knowing what's going on in the city of Chicago and everything. So, but yeah, overall, I can't really name it, forget the tracks that I probably don't like, but it's probably a couple of them. But for the most part, overall, I really like this project. I was like, his voice wasn't too annoying to me that much. Like, it wasn't Acid Rap. I thought Acid Rap was just like, oh God. I was kind of like on the Ken, but I probably didn't hate it as much as he did when we reviewed Acid Rap, but I was like, it's cool, it's solid, that's it. But this one, I was like, yeah, I was, the replay value for this was I kept going back. Like, I was going back to this album, going back. So I had a good time listening to this album. It was good, it was a good, solid project.
What was interesting about this album is that there was a song that he dropped, had Mick Jenkins and Alex Wiley on it. But in that song, I'm pretty sure y'all know what it is, I can't recall off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. He refers to himself, I believe, as a Christian rapper. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really, really interesting. So after hearing that, I actually heard that song after I listened to this project. So I went back and listened to this and tried to kind of, you know,
make the connection.
Yeah, trying to make a connection there, because I thought that was really, really interesting. Because what if he is kind of like heading in that direction? You know, we've talked about Christian rappers and Christian hip hop, you know, on this show before. I think if you could do it like this, you know, props to you, because I'm like you. This is not as annoying as Acid Rap was to me. I actually think this is a good project as well. One of the first things I noticed when I listened to it was just the creativity obviously stands out, but how diverse he actually is on this project. When you look at the number of features that he has on this album, he got Lil Wayne on here, he got Future on here, he got Young Thug, Jay Electronica, Bieber. The way he was able to actually put them all together and make them sound cohesive, I thought was really, really interesting. I didn't get like the internet's feeling like, oh my God, this is like super amazing and this is like best album of the year or best album in 5 years. I didn't get that feeling, but I definitely appreciated the creativity that Chance has shown and the amount of growth that he's shown over the last couple of years since he released Acid Rap. The other thing that I pulled from it was like he took surf and blended it with acid rap, and this is like that merged into one. It sounds very expansive, very big. Like you said, it has that gospel sound to it, which a lot of people relate to. And you, when you think about Chance, you think about the situation that he's in, the city that he's in, everything that's going on in Chicago, for him to be like that beacon of light.
Yeah.
You know, out of that city, man, I think, and I said this on the Acid Rap review as well, I think that's really, really dope, because he's like the antithesis to Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying? He just, everything is like real positive with this guy, and you know, he's giving people like some positive vibes and energy. This album sounds very, very bright. It's very, very uplifting. And I gotta give him props, man. He actually put together a really, really good ass album. I was expecting to hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting to hate it, but I think it shows that he's very diverse as an artist. You know, for him to jump from, you know, 10 Days to Acid Rap, then jump to Surf, and then do this, and bring in all the gospel elements as well, and people actually fuck with it, I was like, wow.
Do you think it was inspired by Kanye, or Kanye was inspired by this? That's because it made me think that, because I did listen to this, and that was like one of the first things I thought about.
I thought the same thing as well, and I was wondering about that delay, because mm-hmm. it sounded like Ultralight Beam
right.
was supposed to be on here,
yeah.
and
yeah.
Kanye fought him for that song.
Yeah.
Hated it. I did not like this at all. Not at all. And I feel really bad. I wish B hadn't said all that shit about him buying clothes and all that shit. I mean, I wasn't gonna shit on the project anyway, because Chance seems like he's like a really
and
cool like guy.
I like Acid Rap
a lot.
Yeah.
I expected this to be, you know, something a little bit different than Acid Rap, but
right, this is different.
I did not like this at all, man. Like it when I listened to it the first time, when I got through the first track, All We Got, I was like, where's Chance? I was like, okay, that's Future, cool. Next song, I was like, he has Future on two songs in a row? That's weird. And then I realized, that's Chance. So I was like, why the fuck is he rapping like Future? Why is he slurring his words like that? Like, he didn't rap like that before. So I was really confused. I was like, why is he doing that? And then it got to Summer Friends, and then I was like, dude, I'm so bored. I liked 3 songs on this whole project. I liked Blessings because he actually rapped and sounded good. I liked Angels. Angels was really good.
Which Blessings? The first one or the second?
Well, actually, I like both of them. I like both Blessings, actually. So I guess that would make this 4 songs I like on this. So I like both Blessings. I think I like the first Blessings a little bit more than the second Blessings.
He was rapping,
and I liked Finish Line. I thought Finish Line was really cool. Mm-hmm. It was just the way he sounded on that beat was dope. And I was like, okay. I want to say I liked How Great, but I can't say I liked How Great. Because I didn't like that dragged out first part. I was like, Jesus Christ. Can we, like, yeah, I'm like, can we please, like, can we hurry this along? And then finally, somebody comes in rapping. I'm like, oh, okay, Jay Electronica's rapping first. I'm like, okay, that's not Jay Electronica. That's Chance. I'm like, you rapping like Future at the beginning of this shit. Then you kind of start sounding like what we used to you sounding like in the middle. Then you start rapping like Jay Elec on this track. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't get it. And then when Smoke Break came on, shit, I was like, is that Future? I can't tell, man.
You thought they sounded like?
Yeah, on the first 2 tracks, you gonna tell me he was not rapping like Future's flow on the first 2 tracks?
Yeah,
I
didn't
hear.
Wow.
Okay, that's just me. I thought on the first couple of tracks, he did not rap the way he normally raps. I'm used to Chance having that weird, quirky, kind of like silly tone to his voice. He didn't have that. I mean, of course, he's matured and he's doing something different. I understand all that before y'all start leaving these dumbass comments. I could not connect to any of these songs. I don't like gospel music. That was like probably the worst part of going to church for me. I would rather hear the preacher fucking hollering and running around than listen to gospel music. I like old Negro spirituals. I like that shit. I don't like gospel music. It doesn't connect with me. It doesn't resonate with me. And
no soul, man.
Huh? I guess not.
Sold my soul.
I'll give it to him. This is a creative project. He put, what I can tell, he put his heart and soul into this album. I'm not taking that away, and I'm not saying that Chance is a shitty artist, I'm just saying that these songs do not work for me personally.
I listened to this thing probably 12 times, believe it or not, because it was very flat. And I was actually talking to Q about it because he was like, "Man, I fucking love it." I was like, "Man, I don't quite get it." Like, but I listened to it like 12 times in order to try to at least pull something out of it. Because like you, I'm like, it's definitely creative. I know Chance is doing great things and it's very, very positive. But initially, like, this thing just felt completely flat. And I don't know if a lot of it had to do with Twitter, but, you know, overall, like I said, I think when I was talking, I actually even talked to B, I was like, you know what? I think the first thing I got was just the creativity and the diversity that he has as an artist. And this is definitely different and not as annoying as acid rap to me, but which you love, but overall, like I get where you're coming from, because I think I was right where you were, not in terms of not liking the songs as a whole, but just like not feeling like what everybody else was feeling. Like it was very, very flat. It didn't have any energy.
I want to ask you about that. Like, how did it sound flat the first couple times you listened to it? Because musically, sonically, it took you all over the place. So how can it just be flat?
Really? It's not like there was like a whole bunch of different sounds on this project. It was relatively even keel the whole time.
It had some different sounds. So like the first like 4, 5, right? Like up until Same Drugs. What number is that? Number 6. At mixtape, it kind of changed. Like that sound did not have any gospel influence at all.
But Double Jam did. How Great did.
How Great did.
Smoke Blessings did.
But Smoke Break didn't.
But that's 2 songs out of the last second half.
But it still changed up. Like it wasn't flat though.
Not until mixtape.
Yeah, no, it did come back. It did come back, but it wasn't
mixtape though. That mixtape was mixtape. Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
Like, my ears perked up when mixtape came on because it was so drastically different.
Chance, the rapper, if you're watching, I think you dope as fuck, bro. Continue to do whatever the hell you want to do, because I think that's the type of artist you are.
Hey, good job. Good job with finally keeping my attention with this project. You know, like I said, acid rap, it was like, but I understand the space that you're in right now. You put a lot of feeling and thought into this project, and hey, I appreciate it.
I think this is definitely interesting compared to what you did before. It's definitely different. For that, I can appreciate. I wasn't a big fan of acid rap, which is documented in the review, but I think with this one, you know, implementing multiple styles and different sounds here and there, I think it's pretty cool. I can't say that I'm necessarily a fan like FIFO, but I think with this one, I'm definitely interested to hear what you do next and see where you evolve or where you take, you know, your sound next.
Yeah, you don't really have any reason to listen to me at all. Listen to these guys. They really enjoyed what you did. This is just one person who didn't happen to enjoy the sound of this project. I will still say that I'm a fan of Chance the Rapper, you know? I loved your verse on Ultralight Beam. There were a couple songs on here that I really did enjoy. And I loved your past projects. It's just this one. Not everybody's gonna like everything you fucking do, man. But it seems like the majority of the reception is positive. So go off that, man. Live off that positivity like you're living off. You don't listen to no negative ass, fucking down in the dumps ass, fucking rain cloud over the head constantly ass Mike. I don't know shit, man. So keep doing what you're doing, man.